time to turn our attention to City of Bryan. Elsie Bonds here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Elsie's with Community Development. You got some meetings coming up that people need to know about, right?
Yes, we do. Tonight at 6 p.m. At the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building, 300 South Texas Avenue, 6 p.m. in the basement. And that is a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The public hearing is for the federal funds that the City of Bryan receives and the Community Development Department administers.
Mm-hmm.
We have an advisory committee called Community Development Advisory Committee, which is a group of volunteers that serves to provide advice to our department and to listen to what we're doing, and they're hosting the public hearing. Normally, we have public meetings every month where we talk to the public about what we're doing and to our committee, but tonight's the big one. This is in regards to the funds that we'll receive next year. So the fiscal year for the city and the federal government is October through September. So we have to prepare ahead of time an action plan that says what we're going to do specifically with those funds. And that's what tonight's about.
Yeah. Now, the purpose is that these funds are distributed to citizens within the city who meet certain qualifications, and the work that's going to be done meets certain qualifications. Is that basically right?
Yes, that is right. Community Development Block Grant is a very versatile grant, and each city is allowed to develop their own plan about what they want to do in their community. But it is for vulnerable populations, what we call special needs populations, as defined by the funder, which is the United States Housing and Urban Development Department. So low and moderate income individuals, families just starting out that might want to buy a home, people that are on a fixed income that meet our income qualifications and own their own home, we can go in and do some minor repair. And in some cases, we do major repairs and major rehab. But tonight, we have put together a plan that proposes specifically what we're going to do with a certain amount of money going to the homeowners assistance program, public service funding, and also our administration for both of the grants. The Home Investment Partnership Program, otherwise known as HOME, is strictly housing. So HUD says that you have to develop a five-year plan, and 2 years ago we did that, so we will be in our third year of our five-year plan, right on track. We have a very specific targeted population with our housing programs. As you know, there's quite a lot of concern locally, as across the nation, about affordable housing. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make sure that the people that are living in homes have safe and healthy environment, as well as rehabbing those homes to continue with the housing stock, and also to continue with housing developers to work with us to provide new housing.
Well, and there are guidelines if people don't know, but they may have moved here, may not have done this, maybe they qualify for the first time. Where can they find out where the guidelines are as to whether or not they would qualify?
Okay. You can go to the City of Bryan website, which is bryantexas.gov, and then pull down our department, which is Community Development, and we have a lot of information there specifically about the guidelines. We have the applications there. We have all of our different programs there. Or you can call our office directly, which would be 979-209-5175. Or you can drop by our office, which is 508 West 28th Street, directly behind St. Anthony's Church on the corner of Sims and West 28th. We welcome people to drop by. Might not be able to actually sit down and talk right then, but
right,
we can give you an application and go over the general guidelines. Mm-hmm. But again, we encourage people to come out tonight and to listen about what we're going to be doing next year, and to listen to and to look at the action plan if you'd actually like to take a look at it.
Yep. And there's never enough of this money to go around. So since it's a finite amount, you need to get in there and see if you can get your share of it. Thanks for coming in this morning, Elsie.